Now, boys and girls, this morning I want to speak to you for the last time about the Apostle Paul. For a good many months now, we've been thinking about the Lord's Apostle Paul and how faithfully he served the Lord his God as soon as he became a Christian, as soon as he began to believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God and the only Savior of his soul. And for a good many weeks then, we've been thinking about how Paul was put in prison in the city of Rome, you remember. But some of the things that he did there, some of the people that he met there, even though he was a prisoner. Now, he was a prisoner in his own hired house, his own rented house, you remember. So he could do certain things. He wrote portions of the Word of God, the letters, the epistles, as we call them. And also he met many, many people who came to visit him in his own rented house. Some of those people we looked at last week, you remember we said that although Paul wouldn't have had a visitor's book like some people have today, if you read the beginnings of some of his letters, and if you read the end of some of his letters, then you'll see some of the people who visited Paul. And a good many of those well known to us, and some of those, I suppose, you maybe only heard for the first time, Aristarchus and Tychicus, that man who was first of all called Jesus, you remember, but then who, of course, changed his name to Justice once Jesus, the Savior, had saved his soul. Well, as I say then, for this morning, the very last time then concerning the Lord's Apostle Paul, and once again, Paul is in prison. After he was released from his own hired house, he was there for 2 years, then we're not really sure what he did. He went, of course, preaching the gospel in other places. He might even have gone to the country of Spain and preached the gospel there. Whatever. Terrible times came upon the Church of Jesus Christ, and many of the Lord's people were put to death, and many of them were put in prison. And so Paul was put in prison once again. Now, it was very different from his first imprisonment, and this time he wasn't going to come out of his prison. He was going to die in prison. He was going to be made a martyr for the sake of Jesus Christ the Lord. However, there was one last epistle that he wrote, one last letter that he wrote, even while he was in prison and before he was going to be put to death. It's what we call the second letter or the second epistle to Timothy. Timothy, of course, was one of Paul's dearest friends and workers in the gospel. And so the very last piece of writing that we have from the Apostle Paul is his second letter to Timothy. Now, when you read that letter, again, you see people who came to visit Paul in that place. He mentions some well-known names. He speaks about Luke again. He speaks about Mark again. He speaks about Timothy himself, of course. But there are some new names as well. There's a man called Onesiphorus. And he says, this man Onesiphorus, he said, he used to come to me often when he was in prison, and he used to refresh me. A very good thing. Paul, you see, when he was in prison, like the rest of his boys and girls, he knew all the pressures of life. And this man Onesiphorus would come. Paul says he sought me out. He looked to see where I was. And he used to come to me, he said, and he used to refresh me. It was like somebody giving you a drink of water if you're very, very thirsty. He used to refresh me, he said. There's another name that we read, very sad name, and that's a man called Demas. In one of the earlier epistles that Paul wrote from his first imprisonment, he spoke about Demas, and he said, Demas sends his greetings to you. He was one of the workers in the gospel with Paul to the glory of Jesus Christ the Lord. But when he writes this last epistle of all from the second imprisonment, he says these words, he says, Demas has forsaken me because he has fallen in love with the world. Demas, you see, it would seem, boys and girls, had turned away from Jesus Christ. He used to be a good professor of Jesus Christ. He professed the name of Jesus Christ. But there came that point where he got more and more caught up in the things of the world, and he forgot all about Jesus Christ the Lord. A sad name. But whether it was sad or whether he was speaking about people who made him glad, the Apostle Paul still had to be busy in the work of the Lord. And if you read the very last chapter of that very last epistle, you'll see how busy Paul was in the things of the Lord, even though he was waiting to be put to death, and he knew that he was going to be put to death. And so he tells about how he sent one of the Lord's servants to such and such a place to preach the gospel, how he took somebody away from another place and moved them. He was like a field marshal in the army, and he was moving his forces all over the place. Like, he had a big map on the wall, and he was moving all the preachers of the gospel to different places to preach the gospel. In his very last days, the Apostle Paul was still faithful to the Lord his God and still in the service of Jesus Christ the Savior. Now, I want to finish these lessons, if you like, on Paul with some of the very last words that he wrote. Now, here's what he says. He says, "I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand." He knew he was going to die, boys and girls. When he says the time of my departure is at hand, that's really a word that sailors would have used waiting for their ship to be taken away from the harbour. He says, "I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand." Now listen to what he says. He says, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." He was a soldier of Jesus Christ. So he says, "I have fought a good fight." That doesn't mean that he had been good in the fighting. It means the fight that he was engaged in was a good fight, the greatest fight of all, the cause of the gospel of Jesus Christ. "I have fought a good fight," he says. He's like a soldier. "I have finished my course," he says, like an athlete. He has come to the end of his course, and he has run the course over all the obstacles, over all the hurdles. He says, "I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." That means he was a good servant, what we would call a good steward, somebody who was responsible for something. He says, "I have kept the faith." So he says, "Henceforth, what lies ahead of me, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day," speaking about the last day of the world, "and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." Every Christian, boys and girls, doesn't matter how old or no matter how young, when they come to the end of their life, then they can be assured by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that God will receive them in that day. "Not to me only," he says, "but unto all them also that love his appearing." And so the Apostle Paul will be taken from this world. They will lead him out of that prison in Rome. They will take him and put him to death. Probably they beheaded him. Probably they cut off his head, which was one of the means of death in those days. But it made no difference, because as soon as Paul died in this world, he went to be with Jesus Christ forever and ever more. "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." And boys and girls, to be able to say that kind of thing when we know that we have to meet the Lord our God.